no more. A thousand for the millie.
Downtown, underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Scoot right in here. I thought I'd be late. And I'll tell you why. I was watching a sports game and I just had to know how it ended. And it was on the West Coast too. I just had to know. And it went longer than I thought. And then game ends. The second it ends, I'm like out of the home. And I'm running to the University of Winnipeg. Why would I do that? Why would your host, Martin R. Howell, do that? Well, I'm done huffing and puffing, and now I'm here for Comic Book Radio Theater! If you're unaware, this is the segment where I read you a comic book. That's right. And tonight, different than other nights where I read you a variety of comic books, a variety of characters and such, we're only going to look at one character, and that is Lucas Cage, otherwise known as Luke Cage Power Man. We're going to look at him. Really important story here. Very important story here that I will have for you. The main villain is Cottonmouth. Now, anyone who saw the Power Man TV show, I believe that was on Netflix, or was that on Disney Plus? I'm not sure. Cottonmouth is the main villain in that Power Man TV show that went for a number of years. So we are going to look at a story about that. You'll get two comic books. I will try to get through it all. All right. What shall I read to you at this moment? We will look at Luke Cage Power Man, number 19, originally printed and put out there for your perusal and possibly purchase. June of 1974. June of 1974. Still a little bit on the edge there, I see. Okay, I'll tell you this. Luke Cage has he's had an adventure fall into his lap, and he realizes that his whole goal has been to clear his name. He went to jail for something he didn't commit. He was framed. He has an opportunity to clear his name. Okay? And so this story has to do with that. So kind of a personal element for Luke Cage here. So there's that. I won't spoil the rest of the story. You'll have to listen to the rest of it. Okay? Listen to this. I will play you music that was out there at the same time our comic book was brand new. Okay? Brand new music at that time, June of 1974. We'll listen to a slick little tune by James Brown, Cold Blooded. Okay? I like that song quite a bit. We'll also hear from Isaac Hayes. His song, Three Tough Guys. And I believe that's from the Shaft movie or one of the Shaft movies. And also this band called Ashford and Simpson. And I remember them from watching Detroit TV. For those who don't know, back in the 1980s, well into the 1990s, I think three of our American network channels that came here came from Detroit. And I remember Ashford and Simpson watching them on Detroit TV. And I always thought they were a sexy couple. You get the impression they're a husband and wife band and stuff like that. Anyway, I always thought, what a sexy couple. I will enjoy hearing their song, Mainline. Okay, let's mainline it to our current comic book radio theater. I shall read you Luke Cage Power Man number 19 from June of 1974. Let's get on with it. Let's bring it on. All right. Yes. Because I just got it in here. I do need to get my keyboard ready. So I do that. And microphones are fine. Oh, yeah. Forgot about the thing those effects I have for my voices and everything like that. And, oh, I have a tea. And drink some tea, clear up your throat. All right, clear it up. Have a smooth talking voice. Be as smooth as, well, Luke Cage Power Man is. Yes. Okay. All right. Yep. No more dilly-dallying around. Gotta get going. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. This show is Late Night Comic Book Radio Theater. Yes, Late Night Saturday. CKUW, the 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
I try to care about the little things. I see the way that you care.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is Independent Radio.
Roy Thomas presents Luke Cage, Power Man. In. Call him. Caught in mouth. For Luke Cage. It has not been a pleasant night. It begins with a battle against a villain, Steeplejack, followed by the death of an informer named Flea. And now it has led Luke Cage back to his dingy office space. At the mysterious package on his desk, which has waited several hours for his perusal. A package now anxiously torn apart to reveal.
Holy Christmas!
Two cobra snakes fly out of the box and jump out at Luke Cage.
Holy Christmas! Ah! These snakes, they're well trained. Going right for my neck. And it's even money that they're poisonous. Which means I've been pushing up daisies, but now, if I didn't have that steel hard skin, their fangs cannot penetrate. Sorta too bad for these snakes. That's an advantage these little neck nippers don't share. Cause there ain't no way they're gonna survive this friendly game of crack the whip without it.
Luke Cage grabs both cobra snakes by the tails and starts bashing them against office furniture and the floor.
I knew it! They're just like most cheap gifts. You give it a little bit of strenuous use, and they fold up under the pressure.
Luke Cage takes the two cobra snakes and ties them up in a knot and throws the cobra snakes into a corner.
Now what I gotta do is find out who sent me this little gift. Cause that's one favor I plan to return in space.
Luke Cage, Power Man's good friend, D.W. Griffith, shows up in his doorway. Hey, anything wrong there, Luke? I thought I heard some shouting from up here.
Oh, it's nothing, D.W. Dude, you don't sweat it. Just wasn't exactly overjoyed with some present somebody sent me.
Well, then I guess you wouldn't be interested in speaking to these two guys who are here to see you. I'll send them on up.
Whoa, DW. I'm never too anxious to turn away possible clients. Show those guys in.
Never mind, kid. We're already in here.
Nice looking digs you got here, fella. Now, is your name Luke Cage?
That's what it says on the door, sugar pie. Now, what can I do you for?
Cage, question is, what can we do for you? I noticed that you opened our little introduction that the boss sent over. So, when we talk, at least you know we do mean business. Business.
You know, I don't know about that, Mikey, old buddy. Don't look like Cage appreciated the boss's gift too much. So maybe he ain't gonna appreciate our offer either.
We'll return with Luke Cage Power Man number 19 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. All right, let's look for our ads. What kind of ads do we have here? All right. Let's go with this one here. Here's something I could have used way back when. If you don't know, I do play guitar. I'm not the greatest, but, you know, I could have used this. I would have wasted less time. All right. Yes. Forget the clue. This is about learning how to play guitar, but they got a system for you. What am I talking about?
Play guitar in 7 days or money back!
In this special introductory offer, you get Ed Sales' famous secret system worth $4, which shows you how to play a beautiful song the first day and any song by ear or note in 7 days. Contains 52 photos, 87 finger placing charts, etc., 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 plus 110 popular and country western songs, words and music, all for $1. A chord finder of all the chords used in popular music, a $3 guitarist book of knowledge, and the extra special $1 value, new wallet-sized tuning device for tuning any guitar by ear. Total value would be $9. Now for $2.89, send no money. Just send your name and address on delivery paid postman, $2.95 plus COD charges, or send $2.95 plus 50 cents shipping and handling charges with your order. Save on COD costs. Sorry, no COD outside of continental USA.
Money back guarantee! Play guitar in 7 days or money back! Money back!
Send $2.95 to Ed Sale, Studio V, Avon by the Sea, New Jersey, zip code 07717.
Play guitar in 7 days or money back! 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 You get your money back! Back! Back!
Okay. Back. Here's something. Could come in handy. Of course, it's really, like, if you see the ad, it's really implying something. Implying that this would be a good way to, you know, trick lovely girls into sex and stuff like that.
What am I talking about? What am I talking about? Okay.
Hypnotize with any TV set. First evening or money back. Money back. Money back. A television repairman's accidental discovery makes anyone a hypnotist right away. Secret method uses ordinary TV set. No electronic knowledge is needed. No prior hypnotic training is needed also. Send no money. Just send your name and address. Pay the postman $2.95 plus COD postage charges. Or send $3 with order and we pay the postage. Hypnotize with any TV set in one evening or money back. Send to Elton's, P.O. Box 1216, Department B, St. Petersburg, Florida, zip code 33734. Hypnotize with any TV set, first evening or money back. Money back. You'll get your money back. Money back. Money back.
Well, you get your morals back with this. I don't know. Okay. How about something that you go back and do? What am I talking about? Okay, what am I talking about? Okay. It's a place in society that you go to, and you're usually there when you're a teenager, but you can go back if you're an adult. What am I talking about?
Never finished high school? Now you can get a diploma without going back!
You already know why it's important to have a high school education. You've probably learned the hard way that it can be pretty difficult to get the kind of job you want, no matter how hard you're willing to work. What can you do about it? Maybe you've thought of trying again to get your diploma, but you've suffered enough classroom fatigue to last a lifetime. So, you'd hate to travel that route again if you could. But what if I told you that there was now a much better way to get a high school education? An adult way, which gives you the regular high school subjects and your choice of practical vocational subjects, which help you get started in a number of profitable fields. That's the unique Wayne School way. You do the reading and assignments in your own spare time, in the relaxed atmosphere of your own home, and turn in your completed assignments by mail. You don't have to give up your present job. You don't have to study or travel or go to classes at inconvenient times. And you needn't be afraid of dropping out all over again if you had trouble with school before. Wayne's especially prepared lessons make even difficult subjects much easier to take. And Wayne School grades your assignments in private, by mail. You're free from competitive classroom pressures. You stay relaxed and your progress is much smoother. You're 17 or over and not now in high school. Why not send for more information? Mail today for a free booklet, How to Finish High School at Home. You're in for a present surprise.
Wayne School wants to help you finish high school at home. Wayne School, a leader in home study. Write to 417 South Dearborn Street, Department 52, Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60605. Never finished high school? Wayne School wants to help you finish high school at home.
Okay. Should have finished high school. They would show you how to do it. This relates to a job here. More schooling for you. But this is a type of school where, let's see. This is the type of school where you'll learn a lot about having power or controlling power or lots about power. What am I talking about?
sick and tired on my job! My job! My job!
Don't forget, dear. We've got a date for the movies with Jim and Helen tonight.
Oh, honey, I'm pushed. This lousy job of mine.
Please, dear. Besides, we don't get out that often anymore.
All right, all right, all right.
And later. Say, Jim and Helen, they have a nice place here. Wonder where they get all that money.
Oh, Jim is in electronics now.
Later, in the car, driving to the movie.
You seem mighty happy in electronics. You seem mighty happy in electronics, Jim. Level with me. How'd you break in?
Easier than you might think. With CIE training, I learned everything I needed to learn right at home, in my own spare time. How about you? Want a great job in electronics, too?
Get full free facts and CIE's 2 free books sent now!
CIE, Cleveland Institute of Electronics Incorporated. 1776 East 17th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, zip code 44114. Send for your 2 free books. 1776 East 17th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, zip 44114. CIE, Cleveland Institute of Electronics.
All right, do we have any more ads? Oh, we have too many ads. Ah. What was I doing? What was I thinking when I wrote this down? Well, just go with it. Okay, this is a type of art form that can be kind of violent. But you could also defend yourself. What am I talking about? Whoops. Wrong one.
Karate! Judo! Jiu-Jitsu! Savate! The Total Defense System! In less than 15 minutes a day, the knowledge of the world's top fighting experts can be yours! Regardless of your age, you can master this total defense system. It doesn't require muscle or size to be a master at self-defense, but it does require know-how. By the time you complete our course, your hands and feet will have super fantastic powers. You'll quickly learn all the vital striking areas that will flatten the biggest and toughest assaulters, and fast! You'll reduce any assailant to cringing helplessness in just seconds! You'll fear no man, ever! Our total defense system is the most deadly form of defense and attack ever devised! You'll have complete self-defense mastery! Everyone admires and respects a karate master! You'll learn the secrets of karate, judo, savate, jiu-jitsu, secret fighting methods, which add up to the most complete total self-defense system ever, 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 ever! Regardless of your age or build, you can become more powerful than any man! Learn the secrets of the ancient Oriental masters. Walk the streets with a new self-confidence, feeling safe knowing you can protect your loved ones. Learn all the vulnerable areas of the body so that you can demonstrate and demolish anybody. Destroy any attacker in seconds, even 2 or 3 attackers at once. Easy to read, completely illustrated instructions. Learn at home! Free mail today to Universal Department P, Detroit, Michigan, zip code 48239. Karate,
jiu-jitsu, judo, and savate. It's the total self-defense system!
Okay. Good, 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 good. I want to defend the right to get back to our story. How about that? All right. Okay. Oh. Where were we here? With this. Okay.
All right. We now return to Luke Cage, Power Man number 19. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Never mind, kid. We're already in.
Nice looking digs you got here, fella. Hey, is your name Luke Cage?
That's what it says on the door there, sugar. What can I do you for?
Cage, question is, what can we do for you? I noticed you opened up our little introduction gift the boss sent over. So when we talk, at least you know we do mean business.
I don't know about that, Mikey, old buddy. Don't look like Cage appreciated the boss's gift all that much. So maybe he ain't gonna appreciate our offer either.
Okay, you jokers, this farce has gone on long enough, okay? Now, you're gonna tell me who your boss is.
Luke Cage Power Man grabs Mikey, one of the gang thugs.
Hey, you creep, get your mitts off my buddy Mike.
Hey, next time you wanna lay your ugly hands on me, sugar, you better ask permission!
Luke Cage elbows Isaac, the gangster, in the stomach.
That does it! The boss wanted us to talk to you real peaceful like, and ain't nobody gonna bust guts of my buddy Isaac and walk away to brag about it!
Mikey, the gangster thug, punches Luke Cage, and he goes flying over his desk.
You did good there, Mikey, old buddy. Sticking up for me like that, yeah. Sticking up for a guy like me. Think this Cage guy's learned himself a lesson now?
Why don't we just drag him on out behind that desk and we'll go ask him? Yeah, ask him!
You are listening to a reading of Luke Cage, Power Man, number 19. June, the year 1974.
But I don't care what they say. This is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Two tough guys.
Ashford and Simpson, their song, Mainline. And let's line it on out to our main thing, this late night. It's comic book radio theater! Well, we've been listening to our story of Power Man number 19, Luke Cage. Seems like a trouble is a brewing, but I think Luke Cage can handle himself just fine. You will see. Anything else to tell you about while I've circled around and stopped my reading? Just to talk to you. That's the only reason why I'm here. Keep you company. Everything. Nope. I want to get back into the story. But before I get back into that story, I want to tell you about this. When I take breaks here and there, catch my breath and all that, all those years of being a smoker, now I need to catch my breath. All right. When I take breaks from reading to you Luke Cage Power Man number 19, published June of 1974, we'll listen to new recordings that were released in June of 1974. That summer brought us The Streak by Ray Stevens. You like your music to be really funny? Ray Stevens could bring that to you. So we will listen to the song The Streak. Have a good laugh. We'll also listen to Kevin Ayers from Canterbury, England. We'll listen to him. He's an unusual fella. He really is. So check out Kevin Ayers. We'll listen to him. We'll also hear from UFO, their song Doctor Doctor. Is that, I think I've heard this song before on some kind of cleaning detergent, or was it dishwashing? Something to do with cleaning your home or cleaning your plates or something like that. I've heard the song before on TV commercials. UFO's song Doctor Doctor. And then from Australia, we'll listen to the rock band Buffalo. Yes, heavy rock. We'll listen to that. Once again, as I readeth through this comic book of Luke Cage Power Man number 19, out June of 1974, we'll hear from Ray Stevens, Kevin Ayers, UFO, and it rhymes somewhat, Buffalo. Okay, yeah. I have no problems with my keyboard right now, so everything's fine. Things are gonna go well, I think so. Before I get into that, how about we listen to the Shirelles? Yes, yes. Joanne Rodriguez and Pals. We'll listen to them, the Shirelles. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative.
Now
comic book radio theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
That does it! The boss wanted us to talk to you all peaceful-like, but ain't nobody got busting my buddy Isaac and walking away to brag about it!
Luke Cage is hit by the gangster thug Mikey, and he goes flying over his desk.
You did good there, Mikey, old buddy, sticking up for a guy like me. Think that Cage fella learned himself a lesson now?
Why don't we drag him on out from behind that desk and ask him? Ask him!
Luke Cage, Power Man, comes out from underneath the desk.
No need to come looking for me, sweetheart. You want me so bad, you got me. Don't know why you dudes are hassling with me. But when you wake up, you can tell me about it.
Punk! You punk! I'm gonna lay you out wide open!
You joker! You think with that wooden chair in your hand, you think it can handle steel skin? Think, then you just think again!
Cage bashes Isaac, the gangster thug, into a filing cabinet.
Friend, you picked a bad day to mess with Luke Cage. I've been shot at. I've been beaten. Thrown off a roof. And I just keep coming back for more. In fact, I just watched a meat wagon carry off a guy I was a friend with. A guy I really knew.
That happened in issue Luke Cage Power Man number 18.
So you'll understand if I'm in no mood for fun and games.
Okay, man, you win. You win. You got me down. You want me to surrender? You got it.
I'm afraid you don't understand me, you joker. I want more than your surrender. I want information. I want answers.
Answers. Answers.
Luke Cage goes over to where those cobra snakes were all tied together, and he grabs them.
One way or another, I gotta have them. I want my answer.
Hey, what you doing now? What you doing with them snakes, brother? Come on, man. Come on, man.
You know, it's simple, brother. I'm gonna ram these snakes far down your throat, and you'll be slithering when you walk them. Unless you start singing right now.
But the boss will kill me if I squeal.
Well, then open up your mouth really wide, sweetheart.
Hey, no, brother, wait. I'll tell you everything you want to know. I'll tell you everything you want to know.
And as the terrified Muscle Man Thug starts reciting everything he knows from his birth date to his social security number,
let us turn our attention several hours ahead to a posh midtown office building and a quiet conversation taking place on a top floor office.
In a 14% sales interest reported by our distributors in Brooklyn.
Splendid, Slick. If anything new occurs...
Sounds like somebody is at our private entrance, boss. Odd. I'll go see who it is.
But by the time the tiny short man named Slick, Mr. Slick, unlocks this private door entrance, the gangster thug Isaac and Mikey are throwing through the door.
Sweet mama! That's Mike.